I'm Aiden Petrarca of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival princess, Stella Jackson. How does it feel to be a Rose Festival princess?
It feels great. I'm very proud to represent my school, especially after this pandemic, and I'm very excited to get going through the Rose Festival process.
And the second question is, why did you want to be a Rose Festival princess? What was your motivation?
I guess my motivation is, well, I plan to go to an Ivy League school. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, well, this would be great to colleges. And I wanted to join, be a princess as well, to gain the opportunities that it brings and it opens up. And my friend, she was actually the former princess for McDaniel, Faith. She said to me, hey, you should try and apply. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. I'll see what happens. So she really inspired me. And then I tried it and I thought, oh, this would be great. This would be an amazing opportunity. Yeah. And then I applied and yeah.
Epic. And the third one is, how does it feel to represent your school? What does your school feel about your accomplishment?
It feels great to represent my school. My school's very happy and we're all very excited to do this.
Why is being a Rose Festival princess important to you?
Being a Rose Festival princess is important to me because I want to represent my school and I want to participate in the job shadow program they have. And it's important to meet new people and I want to meet my new sisters.
Okay, so you said that you wanted to go to an Ivy League college. And what sort of Ivy League college were you kind of thinking about going to?
Possibly like Harvard. I want to either become an attorney or go into the sciences. And I love learning and I like school. I enjoy school. You know, Ivy Leagues, they have an amazing education with amazing professors. And it would just be amazing to go there to have that opportunity.
Which social media platform would you use the most? Which one's kind of your favorite?
My favorite is most likely Instagram. Yeah.
Epic. What kind of music genres are kind of your favorite that you like listening to frequently?
My favorite music genre is probably classic rock and 90s alternative. I really enjoy, well, most recently, I've really been into the Beatles and David Bowie and Pink Floyd. I also enjoy like Nirvana and like Pearl Jam and stuff like that. Just because it's so like interesting to hear these genres and compare them to like the new music of now. Yeah.
It says that you're the founder of the Passion Impact Volunteer Event Program. And what would you kind of like to say about being the founder of that?
Passion Impact, it's a nonprofit organization that focuses on like students and growing their interpersonal understanding and just helping the community. And I would like to say it's an amazing club and it's an amazing program to be a part of. And we put on monthly volunteer events to give back to the community. For example, I also participated in an internship with Passion Impact. And back in 2020 or 2021, we created gift bags for the frontline workers and we donated them. And there was about 500 we created and we gave them out. It really made an impact on these frontline workers. And most recently, we painted ornaments back at Christmas. And last week, we painted Women for Women's History Month. And we painted them and then we strung them together to create like a banner. We're putting it in our commons. And it's just an amazing club that I'm a part of. And I'm very proud to have helped found it.
Well, it sounds like it has noble goals. It says that you're ranked number one in your school on academics. And I would just like to ask if that was very difficult or if it was something that kind of just came naturally.
Well, I do have to say it was difficult just because, you know, getting straight A's is not an easy thing to do, especially last year with the pandemic. It was difficult to keep going and keep working. But I, you know, I kept doing it, and it was difficult for sure. I asked for help. I asked, like, I made sure to give priority to not only my schoolwork, but to myself as well, because that's really an important thing.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to go to this interview and do this with us. I've been speaking with the Rose Festival Princess, Stella Jackson, and I'm Aiden Petrarca for KBPS. Thank you very much.
Thank you.